8:21, good morning, Gerald Bowman in for Shaq. Hey, congratulations to Yvette Dietericks of Saskatoon. Yvette, you were texter number 28, and Yvette wins the $100 gift card to Grain Fields. We'll do it all again next Friday. Let's check out the Olympic curling trials happening in Halifax. Down to the best of three finals starting today. On the women's side, Rachel Homan against Christina Black. For the men, Brad Jacobs versus Matt Dunstone. The event featured two Saskatchewan teams, Mike McEwen, Ryland Kleider, both from the Nutana Curling Club in Saskatoon. On the phone right now, Steve Turner, executive director with Curl Sask. What a great week in Halifax, the Olympic trials.
Oh, it's been fantastic. And as a curling fan, you can't help but just get caught up in everything curling that's happening there. And we were thrilled to have two of our men's teams represent Saskatchewan on the men's side of things.
Well, just in the next few weeks, for instance, this coming weekend, I'll be watching curling in Moose Jaw. Then there's also the men's last chance, the last three spots to qualify for the Tankard in Humboldt, the women's last chance in Weyburn, the Grand Slam in Saskatoon, the Canadian Open Tier 2 in Martinsville.
And it's exciting. It's being an Olympic here adds another level of excitement, and probably we even get more eyes on our sport that we typically do in any other year, and we're excited about that. This is our time to showcase all things that are curling Saskatchewan.
Coming up in early January, January 5th to the 11th in Melville, both the Bungie Prairie Pinnacle, that's the Women's Provincial Championship, and the Sasktel Tankard for the men. Busy with preparations right now, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. We've been working on this for almost an entire year now. Basically, we get started on this the moment the last rock comes to a rest at last year's event. So a lot of meetings, a lot of prep work, working with the local hosting committee, which has been great. We're excited about getting there. There's going to be some fantastic curling again. This is the second year of us having both the Bungie Prairie Pinnacle and the Sasktel Tankard on the ice at the same time at the same venue.
Steve Turner, executive director with Curl Sask, joins us this morning. Steve, you were once the manager of the Granite Curling Club in Saskatoon, now the former Granite Curling Club. But coming up soon, something very special is going to happen. The legend, the tradition of the Granite will live on at the Sutherland Curling Club in Saskatoon and its lounge.
Yes, you know what? And I think this is fantastic. The Granite is obviously near and dear to my heart. But to see the legacy that has been left, it's unfortunate to lose that curling club and that history, but to see the legacy that's going on at the three other clubs in Saskatoon, and this is kind of the first one that we're seeing is the Sutherland with the Granite Legacy Lounge. I think it's a great way to honor that legacy that the Granite has left in the city of Saskatoon and the province of Saskatchewan.
Steve, thank you so much for your time, and get some rest now because you're going to be very, very busy over the next few weeks. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Gerald. Appreciate the call.